Does Twitter's stunning IPO mean we're heading into another tech bubble? On November 7, 2013, Twitter went public on the New York Stock Exchange at $44.90 a share, 73% higher than its $26 IPO price. After one day of trading, Twitter already had a higher valuation than tech companies like LinkedIn and Netflix, making it one of the most successful IPOs of the year. Currently, the company has no physical assets and no profits. In fact, Twitter lost over $134 million in the first 9 months of 2013. But the reason investors were so eager to own part of the social media company is because Twitter has innovated the way the world communicates. Investors believe Twitter will continue to grow and become a major producer of advertising revenue. Twitter's stunning IPO proves that we have entered an economy where innovative ideas are more valuable than physical assets or existing cash flow. Twitter was launched in 2007, and it has become a rapidly growing global social platform that connects users to the latest news, ideas, stories, and opinions in real time. Each tweet contains only 140 characters, but can also contain photos, videos, and links. Twitter users include influential government officials, celebrities, athletes, journalists, and companies all touting their brands. Twitter makes money through advertising in the form of promoted tweets, promoted trends, and promoted accounts. Advertisers with promoted accounts are featured in search results and the "Who to Follow" section. Promoted tweets appear at the top of the search page and promoted trends drive conversations and interest around a brand or product. Twitter allows anyone to create a product, image or brand, and find a following online. Twitter's mission is to give everyone the power to create and share ideas and information instantly, without barriers. The ability to quickly and easily upload pictures, videos, or stories has resulted in a greater amount of sharing of creative works. Being able to get instant feedback allows users to refine and develop their product or idea. The hashtag, for instance, a pound symbol that organizes categories of conversation, has spread to social networks like Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr. The hashtag was used heavily in the 2009 to 2010 Iranian election protests, giving the events the nickname, the Twitter Revolution. Twitter was also the first source to reveal the death of Osama bin Laden. While President Obama was writing his speech to address the nation, Keith Urban, the chief of staff for former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, tweeted, "So I'm told by a reputable person they have killed Osama bin Laden. Hot damn." Twitter differs from other social media networks in that 77% of its 230 million users are outside of the United States. Twitter's largest advantage is that 76% of active users are on mobile, giving Twitter 65% mobile advertising revenue. According to Bloomberg Businessweek, Twitter is benefiting from investors' thirst for companies that will grow quickly in expanding markets like mobile advertising. A week before going public, Twitter launched a new feature that automatically added photos and videos to users' timelines, presumably to appeal to advertisers. The seven-year-old company is now worth $31 billion, with a high expected growth rate. Twitter had the largest IPO of an internet stock since Facebook, who went public in May 2012 at $38 a share. The largely anticipated Facebook IPO experienced multiple issues on trading day, including an issue with Nasdaq's computer programming which led to dropping share prices, forcing Morgan Stanley to buy up the stocks to keep it above $38. Facebook also increased the size of its IPO by 25% just days before trading due to high demand, valuing the company at more than $100 billion. Twitter worked hard to make sure their IPO did not encounter the same issues as Facebook. Although Twitter increased their IPO price due to high demand, they did not upsize it. Indeed, this year has seen the busiest US IPO market since 2007, with 199 companies already going public. Their performance has investors fearing we've hit IPO market bubble territory. Of the year's 199 IPOs, 23% priced above their initial IPO ranges. By definition, a tech bubble is a pronounced and unsustainable market rise attributed to increased speculation in technology stocks. The first tech bubble occurred in 2000 during the dot-com era, helping to launch our economy into a recession. Similar to the dot-com era, It seems that investors are focusing on revenue potential because social media companies are not yet earning much. Others argue that tech companies' valuations today are not even close to rivaling that of the tech bubble in 2000. The average year-to-date gain for tech companies today is 60%, and during the dot-com era it was 260%, more than four times the average for non-internet IPOs. In the past 10 years, blue-chip stocks like BlackBerry, Borders Booksellers, and Blockbuster have all suffered defeat to companies with great innovation, such as Netflix and Google. Twitter's extremely successful IPO demonstrates how investors in the stock market are now valuing innovation over cash, and are optimistic about the future revenue potential of social media.